in the book of Exodus, if you'll look with me, in the book of Exodus, chapter 16. You know, we do not know what another day will bring, do we? None of us do. All of our lives are in the hands of the Lord, and it's such an encouragement to know that no matter what your trouble or your crisis that you're in right now, that there is a provision made in Him for every day. Every day. Grace that is sufficient for every day. Amen. You see this principle in the Word of God several places. And here in Exodus chapter 16, we're going to read several verses here. And we know this account in Exodus 16 is the children of Israel having been delivered from Egypt, coming through the Red Sea. And then once there, they have a rejoicing time on the other side of the Red Sea. Then they go into a time of complaining, murmuring, because the water there is bitter. Well, the tree that goes into that water and makes the bitter water sweet, and that tree is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, who makes every bitter situation sweet, amen, no matter what it is that you're dealing with. And that's where we take up here, actually, in verse 27. You can get this image in your mind, verse 27 of the previous chapter. It says, "And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they camped there by the waters." Now that sounds like an oasis, doesn't it? 70 palm trees and 12 wells of water. That sounds like a pretty nice place, especially in the desert, that's provided for them. But in chapter 16 in verse 1, it says that they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And that calculates to about somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 days after that they have left out of Egypt. And it says, "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness." This is grumbling, mumbling session number 2 in 45 days that they've had. They're already back at it again, complaining that the Lord is not supplying and the Lord is not providing what they're in need of. Aren't you amazed at the mercy and the long-suffering of the Lord? How much that He is patient in His dealing with you and me. Amen. And all of His people who we have our little complaining and murmuring sessions from time to time. But the Lord is long-suffering. Verse 3, it says, "The children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." So they are hungry, and they get hungry, and as soon as they do, they start thinking back to what we used to have and what we had when we were down there in Egypt. And when I saw that word, the flesh pots, I looked into that a little bit. And, you know, all of the children of Israel, they were slaves. They worked. Egypt was filled with these Jewish slaves. And they worked. And so every little section or every little region where they were working, every little camp where they were working, they would have a big pot, a flesh pot. And usually in it was, according to the book of Numbers, fish, leeks, onions, and garlic. That was their food. Now, I don't know about you, but I can almost smell that right now. Fish, leeks, onions, and garlic. And it doesn't sound all that great to me, but that's what they're complaining about. We used to have all this good stuff. When we were down there in Egypt, we'd all eat out of that big flesh pot, that big kettle, and all in our camp, we'd just go and we'd have all to our fill of that garlic stew. Garlic and fish stew. And it looked so good to them, and now they're complaining. Day 45 of their move into to the wilderness. And the Lord is so merciful. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. So the Lord promised, I'm going to rain out of heaven manna. I'm going to rain bread out of heaven. You read through this text, and there's some interesting things that are described about this manna. But we know that according to the Gospel of John chapter 6, that Jesus said, I'm that manna. I'm that manna that was rained out of heaven. I am that provision that was given to the children of Israel. And even now, I am that provision for you in that time when you are in need, whatever you're in need of. Amen. Someone said, you never know, you never realize that he's all you need until you get into a situation that he is all you've got. Amen. It's true. But he is. He's all you need. And it's true that sometimes the Lord, he just allows his children to get into circumstance that they don't have anywhere to turn. They don't have any provision. They have to put their trust in the Lord. And the Lord rained manna. Let's read that in John 6:31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Jesus himself. Amen. He's the provision. He's the manna from heaven. They didn't know what it was. They were so curious about this bread that was rained every morning. They would go out and they would say, what is that? Literally, because that's what the word manna means. What is that? From the Hebrew. What is it? And so they would look at that and they would say, What is this? And they didn't understand that God had rained out of heaven just what they had need of. Apparently, it was just what they needed for provision, physically what they needed to sustain them, to keep them healthy and strong for the wilderness. Because for 40 years, every morning it was rained out of heaven. Amen. Except the Sabbath. And on the Sabbath, they were instructed, that's the only day you can take two portions so that you make sure that you have what you have need of on the Sabbath. But the rest of the 6 days, you just take just a portion for yourself. And let's keep reading here. It shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, At even then shall you know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. Now the Lord used the occasion of this daily bread out of heaven. And he said, I'm going to do it this way because I want to see whether or not they will obey my law. I'm going to prove them. I'm going to put them to test. That's verse 4. I'm going to test them and prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. So it was a daily learning exercise that would help them to understand, I need to hear the voice of God. I need to be fed from heaven every day and even every morning. Amen. Actually, the scripture says here that the manna, it would fall and it would be there at the time of the dew, And as soon as the dew was gone, then they would go out and they would collect it up. But if they waited till the sun got up bright, that it would just totally melt the manna away. So it's a lesson for us all that the bread that we need for our daily spiritual strength, it's in the morning hours before the sun gets up hot enough and you get into the routine of your day and all the things, and you get so busy you don't have time for God, for prayer, for the Word of God. And the sun of the day just kind of melts away the provision of the Lord. It's not there because you waited too far up in the day to take advantage of this daily provision. Amen. Let me just mention a few things about this, because the manna was a type of Jesus Christ, who now is that bread that falls out of heaven for us every morning, fresh every morning, new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. His provision is new every morning. There's a great verse, if I can find it here, in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 34. It's talking about wisdom and being instructed in wisdom. Like wisdom is a school that you would go and attend, a school of wisdom. Proverbs 8:34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Adam Clark, he said that wisdom is the school, and it's the person that is there before the gates are open for school to be in session. And he's looking through the gates with anticipation that the gates are going to be open. He's going to go in and be able to partake of wisdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it shows a desire, an anxious hunger for the things of the Lord, and the fact that we all need the help of the Lord, and we all need this daily provision that comes to us out of heaven. Amen. This manna is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just mention a few ways that it is. From verse 14, it was small. Let me read it. When the dew that lay was gone, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. A small little thing, little piece of manna, little small tiny little wafer of bread. It was small. These are all the wonderful ways that this is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, it was small. That speaks of his humanity. We're right now in the moving here into this Christmas season, when he we hear the story again and again that reminds us of his humility, and that he came into this world and he was a man of no reputation. He was born in obscurity and humility, and that was the message of Christ. Christ is that small little thing, that little wafer that is a provision for us every day. Amen. Not only was it small, but that verse says that it was round. Round, speaking of the eternal nature of our Lord. That he is eternal. He is ongoing. He is continuous. Never, ever to end. He was small. It was round. It was white. That's found in verse 31. It was white. That reminds us of that he's holy and of his sinless nature. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Number four, he came at night. Jesus came into this world in the darkest of spiritual situations. The manna fell at nighttime and gave life and light to all those that were searching and longing for the Lord. Amen. It was misunderstood by many who found it, as I've already mentioned, because they called it manna, which just means, what is this? What is it? It was misunderstood, just like Jesus himself was misunderstood. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Amen. Number six, it was sufficient for every need. It was just what those Jewish wilderness travelers needed in that wilderness experience It was that sweet little wafer that tasted like honey. That was just what they needed for that wilderness terrain and the journey. And it was provided for them for 40 years. Amen. Amen. Reminding us that Jesus is sufficient. He's all we need. He's all that we need. No matter what your trouble or crisis is, every morning, if you call upon the Lord, if you look to the Lord, before the day gets too busy and the sun rises and melts the manna away, take advantage in those earlier hours of the day and feed upon the Word of God in the presence of the Lord. And He will be sufficient for you in the situation that you are in. Good to the taste. Amen. Good for your experience. This is verse 31 of 16 that I'm calling this from. The house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like a coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Amen. The provision of the Lord. Moses told Aaron, take an omer of it, which was a daily provision of it. Take an omer of it and put it in the ark. Right there with the tablets of the law, as a reminder that God has given to us a daily provision. Every day He provides for us. Now, I don't know what tomorrow morning is going to hold, or Friday morning, or Saturday, or Sunday. I don't know what next week is going to hold, but I do know this, that Jesus is enough, and His provision is enough for you and your needs, your struggles, your troubles, your problems, whatever that they might be. In 16, in verse 32, here's an interesting thing. Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. It has to be a testimony kept passed on to others, succeeding generations. Jesus is enough. Jesus is the provision that you need every day in your life. Feed upon the things of the Lord, upon the manna of the Lord, daily, every day. I looked up several other verses that kind of went along with this theme of every day, daily, or day by day. The things that the Lord has commanded us to do are the way that He has provided for us. Psalm 61 and verse 8, it says, so will I sing praise unto the name of the Lord forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Amen. That every day there is a worship, and to perform the vow was just every day, just to renew your commitment to the Lord, renewing your commitment to Him, to the truth of His word, that every day you renew that vow, that commitment to the Lord on a daily basis as you feed upon this heavenly manna. Psalm 68 in verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Every day, what I needed for Wednesday may not be what I need for tomorrow or for next week at this time. But whatever I'm in need of, whatever you're in need of for the coming days, every morning when you start your day and you look to the Lord and you renew your vows, you can have that assurance. Lord, I know that today you're going to load me down. You're going to give me the strength, the benefit, the provision that I need for that day. His grace is sufficient. Amen. For every day, if we'll put our trust in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. Every day it's a provision. The children of Israel too often complained and murmured when Jesus was really all that they needed. Remember, they complained about wanting meat. We're tired of this manna. We're tired of this. They wanted, and it really was a type of the fact that they weren't satisfied with the heavenly provision. They had to have something else, which was a type of the fleshly needs of this world. But all the while, the Lord has given to us what we're in need of. Every day. Amen. A daily provision from the Lord. The song that is sung pretty often, "Great is thy faithfulness." One of the phrases in that song is, "Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow." Amen. That's what the Lord provides. Amen. Every day, the manna falls out of heaven. The Lord's wonderful provision for you every day. And you can go into the presence of the Lord wherever you are, here at the church or other places, at your home, your own personal, private place, that you can go right in to that wonderful place of provision, and the manna falls every morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what is it? It is a reminder. It was a reminder of the children of Israel that they needed. It was a lesson. It was a test to see whether or not they would listen and obey the commandment of the Lord every day, to go back and put their daily trust in the Lord. It's also found in the Lord's Prayer. "Give us this day our daily bread." Lord, give me this today, for this day you provide for me what I am in need of. Amen. And he will. I don't have any doubt. He will. If you'll call on the Lord, a lot of people going through trouble, problems. We hear from almost on a daily basis, so many people, you know, lives are in a mess. Trouble with sickness, family trouble, divorce, and financial troubles. It's overwhelming. The needs that people have. I know I don't have the answer, but I do know that I can point people to the Lord and say, there's a heavenly manna that falls every morning. And if you'll just start your day with God's word and in the presence of the Lord, he'll give you what you need for tomorrow. Amen. Maybe not Friday. Maybe not the next day, but he'll give you what you need. And it keeps you coming back. It keeps you continually dependent upon the Lord on a daily basis. Lord, today I need you. I need strength. I need grace. I need, Lord, you to provide for me what I'm in need of, because I don't know what I'm going to face this day. We do not know from one day to the next what we're going to experience. But let's not question the Lord. Let's not murmur and complain. But instead, let's take advantage of the provision that God has made available to us. Verse 7, chapter 16. "In the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he heareth your murmuring against the Lord. What are we that murmur against us?" And Moses said, "This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, in the morning bread to the full. For that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmuring are not against us, but against the Lord." And Moses spake unto Aaron, "Say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it shall come to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, I've heard your murmur. I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, say, at evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God." Amen. Amen. God is going to provide what you are in need of. Grace for tomorrow. Grace for the next day. Bread out of heaven, falling for every one of us, provision from the Lord. Amen. Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we can find strength and help in you, in your presence, and in your word. Help us, Lord, to not neglect or to complain about our circumstance, but instead to look to you, to know, Lord, that you're the answer. You're the provision that was made. Falls out of heaven every day for just what we are in need of. Help us to not neglect it or to forsake it, but instead to partake of those things, Lord, that you do provide for your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That bread that falls out of heaven, it's fresh and new every day. Thank you for the wonderful provision that's ours. Hallelujah.